everybody, welcome to this episode, the second episode of Blackberry and Besties. I have not streamed because you'd have been some issues with the stream last time. So probably I have to be doing something different. Anyway, let's get into the topics of this episode. So I have around either 4 or 5 topics that I'm going to talk about. Probably just 3 at this point. Yeah. So let's get into the first topic of today. Okay, so a couple days ago, the UCP made a... The UCP. They made... Yeah, they posted a tweet about, you know, just KC Madu. Saying, warning to the big cities. If you defund the police, you can lose some of the cash the province sends you to help with police costs. And it's like, big brain, Madu. Big brain. When you really, really want to stop big cities and areas in your province from defunding the police, also defund the police. Like, oh, I don't even know, man. So that was just something that I laughed at. I retweeted, and you know, that was that. The second thing was like, the CPC making their shadow cabinet. Yeah, all links to all this in the description. The House of Commons leadership team. Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't mention diversity. Only one person of color here. Tim, gotta do some research. Tim Apple. I'm saying it wrong. Please correct me. Yeah, he's the only person of color. Oh, white. Nothing wrong with that though. Like, just like Michelle Rumpel should not even be near Shadow Cabinet. Even like, why is she Shadow Health Minister? So good with health, she'll run away. So good with health, she'll run away. Go back to Oklahoma. She'll run away back to Oklahoma. Oh my god. You just need to have one person of color to say, I can't be racist, I have a black friend. This opposition party's trash. I don't even want to see what they're going to do in Parliament. This is going to be absolute trash. What else do we have to talk about, okay? You're going to be watching and reading that throne speech as well. And what else? CPC election? Almost everyone I knew thought that Peter McKay would win. And then this one girl on Twitter said, Erin O'Toole win. And I was like, okay. Just, you know, keep it in the back of my mind. O'Toole won. And I was like, what the hell? Did she have, like, backdoor classified information? The backdoor classified information through secret CPC communications? Anyway, besides that... That was pretty crazy, man. 0201. A lot of people, everyone I knew was upset. Yeah, old white guy. And then you have the PPC agent guy, and then you had the black woman. Either way, like... From a lot of things I've heard, McKay is bad. O'Toole? Bad. Sloan? Bad. Leslin? Probably bad. I'm gonna look into these people more. Like, bad. Really bad. I would never vote for that party. That party's actual trash. A minister that was in that party for years. There was a minister from CPC. Made his own party, UCP, and is now wrecking this province. If ministers are going to offshoot and start running provinces and destroy them like this, then count me out. And also, like, the first time I even heard of O'Toole was from CBC, 22 Minutes. Like, I wanted to destroy CBC. And I guess Mark Critch is now shaking because everyone was dissing O'Toole. Let's be honest, everyone was dissing O'Toole. And now he's leader, and if he becomes prime minister, CBC is dead. The only reason why the CBC can be hostile to, you know, liberals and all that, is because liberals won't harm the CBC. If the CBC starts going to Tories, the Tories will go right where it hurts, the money. So I guess either liberals get tougher, and just everyone just get tougher, like Ashy. If the cons do look big, just practice ABC voting, I guess. I guess. If everyone vote like NDP, I guess that'd be nice. I don't even know what the federal NDP was doing anymore. Anyway, that's all I've got to talk about for now. Good thing I had some bullet points. Probably have more and have more open discussions about what's happening. See you guys in the next episode of Bless Brain Besties. The next episode should be uploaded on Monday.